So as the federal government struggles and battles to hold on to power in the May election, one of the more potent weapons in its arsenal is perhaps Labor's controversial plan to abolish franking credit refunds. Labor's policy affects roughly 800,000 self-funded retirees who pay no tax currently and yet use the credits to get a cash refund from their shareholdings. The Liberal chairman of the House of Representatives Economics Committee, Tim Wilson, has been holding public hearings along the East Coast into Labor's policy and using them to spearhead a campaign against it. Our business reporter David Taylor has been looking at what it is exactly that Labor's policy means.
75-year-old David Warner runs a self-managed super fund. He says he's unhappy about Labor's plan to remove excess franking credits.
I can't just sit here, David, and not do something to try and protect myself.
He claims he would be roughly $14,000 worse off under Labor's dividend tax policy.
It makes me feel very upset. And worse than that, it'll reduce my net income to that marginally above the full rate for an age pension couple. But when I don't get the benefits of the full age pension couple. And so when you take out the value of the benefits that I won't get that they do, my net position after the Labor policy is introduced will be to be earning less in a net position than a couple on a full-age pension.
David Warner falls outside the qualifying period for the pension guarantee. The guarantee means that older Australians who qualified for the age pension before the 28th of March last year will be protected from the abolition of cash refunds. Labor argues only a small minority of Australians are negatively affected by this deadline, and most have more than $1 million in funds. As an owner of a self-managed super fund, David Warner could draw down on assets to supplement his income. But he worries the cost of looking after his wife will be more than what he's budgeted for.
My wife is a Parkinson's sufferer. For the ever-increasing health costs that will come as a result of the deterioration of my wife's health over time. Now, none of this is fair and equal. I mean, we structured our retirement based on what was fully legitimate and legal tax rules as we worked very hard over 47 years, and we have been living along without being a drain on the taxpayer for the last, 9 years now following retirement in 2010.
Shadow Assistant Minister for Treasury, Matt Thistlethwaite, says he understands David Warner's concerns.
I appreciate that some people are upset about our proposed policy, but we announced it in March 2018. We're giving people well more than a year before the election to consult their financial advisors and to make their own personal decisions about this policy. And we're not particularly targeting one area within the community. We're making other changes in tax reform around negative gearing and capital gains tax, family trusts, profit shifting, to make sure that the budget as a whole is more sustainable into the future.
And do you accept, though, that many retirees will be worse off under a Labor government?
I accept that people are upset. As to their personal circumstances, then it's up to them to consult their financial advisors about their personal circumstances. But we're confident in this policy. We believe it's the right thing to do by the Australian public. If we're going to meet the challenge of an ageing population and properly funding health and education services and aged care services into the future.
Franking or imputation credits provide a way for those receiving share dividends to avoid paying tax twice. In 1987, Paul Keating thought it was unfair that someone receiving dividend payments would pay tax on those dividends after the company paying out those dividends had already paid tax on the profit that helped pay for those dividends. After the Coalition came to power, it extended those tax credits to retirees not paying income tax. Because those Australians had no income tax to offset with franking credits, they simply received the money as cash in hand. Labor wants to return dividend imputation to its original 1987 design.
In the context of an ageing population, a tighter fiscal position, we simply can't afford as a nation this cash payment at the end of the year when someone has no income tax liability.
Deloitte Access economics partner Nikki Hutley specialises in tax. She believes Labor's plan will make Australia's tax framework more equitable.
One of the really significant things that people are not talking about is the role of retirees using their capital balances to co-fund their retirement along with superannuation or the pension. If you have assets, you should not be preserving those so that you can hand them on to your children so that, you know, taxpayers fund your retirement. You should be using those assets that you have saved, and whether that's money that's in the bank or shares that you own or the house that you own even, the much more equitable thing to do is to actually draw down on the capital that you've saved over your life so that you fund yourself in retirement. And that is just, you know, a fairer way for everybody.
And a number of retirees agree with that. Andrew Page, founder of online business Strawman, advises retirees about how to maximise their income when a change like this comes up. He says he's not expecting any calls from retirees looking for advice on how to make up any loss of income.
You know, the hard part here is always for people to sort of look at this through a lens that's beyond their personal situation. So, you know, what should people be doing about it? Have they had enough time? Look, there's various arguments around that. I can't see as though anyone in that situation with millions of dollars in assets is going to be doing anything that is structurally completely different. It will certainly reduce the appeal of equities over perhaps some other kinds of investments, say property, but I don't know if it's going to be enough that it drastically changes things.
Deloitte's Nikki Hutley again.
This is what annoys me. You know, you talk to people who actually have some understanding of this and they explain the rationale for a policy, and then you talk to a retiree and they go, oh, I'm miserable. And it's like, well, yeah, of course you're miserable. But, you know, it's what's fair for everybody. It's always really hard to take money away from people.
Retiree David Warner.
If it comes to play and people look at this in 5 years' time, they'll look at it like the mining tax and say, this just has not raised anywhere near the income that it was predicted. And what have we done in the meantime? We have negatively impacted a whole lot of elderly retirees who had quite legitimately structured their affairs and have suffered an income drop, not just back, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, but perpetually as it moves forward, because we've prevented them from also gaining access to the pensioner guarantee.
Should Labor win government, the policy will apply from the 1st of July this year.
There are so many views. That's our business reporter, David Taylor. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:23.